All right. Amen, everybody. Praise the Lord. So my name's Philip. Obviously, I'm a senior. I'm going to be graduating in like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just going to basically dive right into it. And I know this is kind of a college testimony, but I actually need to delve into high school to kind of go into college. I've never actually shared my testimony with this many people in this big of a way. So, I mean, I'm just going to go for it. It's going to be kind of concise, kind of to the point, because I have a lot to say, and I'm just going to say it. So we're going to go back in time to 2003. I was in high school. That's basically like the story of when I became a Christian. So I have four people in my family, my grandma, my uncle, my mom, and myself. My uncle's actually mentally ill. So I live in Modesto, about an hour and a half away from here. And my uncle doesn't really get around much because he is mentally ill, so he doesn't have too many friends. So one night in 2003, my mom invited my uncle to come over to our house and just watch a movie with us. He started acting really violent towards my mom, so I had to call the police on him. I called 911. While I was calling 911, I said, he's mentally ill, don't hurt him. While the cops were running up the stairs, I said, he's mentally ill, don't hurt him. While he's actually struggling with the police, I said, he's mentally ill, don't hurt him. So the struggle ensues, and basically what happens at the end of the day is they arrest him, and he's on the floor. And I guess what to know about this is that while he's actually on the floor, they're actually hitting him for probably 2 minutes after he's handcuffed. So it's kind of a big struggle for my family because it's kind of an instance of police brutality, in our opinion. So I guess basically what happened from that instant is my mom was really upset, really offended, really hurt that she like had done something so terrible in her mind by calling the police. So she tried to file a complaint against the chief of police unsuccessfully. And during this time, it was basically a huge spiritual struggle in the life of myself and my family. I went to a church for the first time, witnessed the amazing power of God, the redeeming power of God. And from that moment on, just knew that I didn't want to live my life apart from God. As my years in high school continued, things actually got worse. My mom was actually, I guess, diagnosed with mental illness herself because of the stressful incident that occurred. So what happened was my life in high school basically went from not being a Christian to being a Christian to having to deal with things on a day-to-day basis that I didn't want to deal with, having to literally have my mother have the police call on her because she'd been breaking into homes, having to hold down my mother physically because she was trying to hurt herself, having to struggle very much in high school and in just keeping up with my faith. At the same time, I feel that actually really developed my faith, really allowed me to rely on God more than I'd ever relied on anybody in my life. And as I continued in my life, I continued to grow in God and grow in my faith. So I'm going to fast forward to my senior year of high school. My senior year of high school, I started becoming a little complacent with the things of God, simply because life was so good. My mom hadn't had a mental episode in almost a year by the end of high school, so I was good, but I had a little bit of anger harbored up towards my mom and towards God because I didn't know why they would do such, I didn't know why God would allow something so terrible to happen. I didn't know why my mom would continue just being the way she was, and that was just a struggle I had. Towards the end of my summer, before I came to Cal, my mom was actually admitted to a mental hospital, and there she tried to commit suicide. So it was a really big struggle in my life. I went to go visit my mom in a mental hospital, and then 3 weeks later I came to Cal, or not three, a day later I came to Cal. So my first week at Cal was literally spent with worries about how my mother was, how would she hold up, how could anything happen. It was filled with anger and distrust in God. So the first church I actually came to was here at First Pres. I came here literally the very first week, so like the free food for college students actually does work. During that year, I also joined the fraternity Alpha Gamma Omega, and it's a Christian fraternity, and basically what happened is I grew in my faith, and I grew in my longing for God, and I don't know what happened, but I do know that over that next year, that freshman year, I was transformed, and because I was transformed, I had the ability to forgive my mom, finally, and to be able to move on with God, because that next summer my mom was once again admitted to a mental hospital, and once again for the first time, I was okay with it. I said, God, I'm going to leave this in your hands. And I prayed with my mom, and I prayed to God, and then I moved on with my life. The second part of my college experience has been a little bit different, though, because nothing bad was happening in college by my junior year. So I kind of had a struggle of complacency. I kind of had a struggle of not knowing what to do because life was so good, and life had never been so good or so easy, even though it's Cal or whatever. Like, in terms of absolute struggles, life had never been so easy. I started becoming complacent. I started not knowing where to fit in, how to fit in, what to do, because life was just so easy. So it actually took another huge issue that came up in my life, which I won't go into because of time's sake, for me to kind of recommit my life to God. And I know my testimony today has been kind of different than what a lot of people's has been here today. But I feel like a lot of times when we hear testimonies like kind of the one I'm giving, maybe not as much detail, we kind of feel like, okay, well, maybe something bad didn't happen in my life. Maybe something bad didn't happen that I should be worried about. But if you look around the room, all of you are here today. And I think that's the most amazing testimony of all, that you're here and you're serving God and you're loving God despite anything and everything that might come to you in your life. So I guess what I would say is I would just try to encourage every single one of you that God loves you and God cares for you. And I would just say that the most amazing testimony of all, more great than anything anybody here could say, is just that this room is filled. And yeah, just praise God. Amen.